Welcome back to No Longer Conformed, my online teaching and preaching ministry. We're looking at the book of Revelation, a study which I've entitled The Unveiling. In this session, we'll look at Revelation chapter 8 and verse 7. The symphony is begun. Let's read that verse. Revelation chapter 8, verse 7. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And the third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned. Can you imagine chunks of ice, fire and blood, trees and grass on fire all around the world being battered by hailstorms, people splattered with blood from the sky, one third of the trees and grass just burned off of the earth. Unexplainable by the weathermen. Do you believe that will happen? Well, why? An incredible ecological disaster begun. Is it literal or is it symbolic? There is some disagreement on that. But consistency of interpretation is important. Does the text make it clear? Context and images? Well, remember the plagues of Egypt back in Exodus chapter 19? Let's go back there just for a moment. Exodus chapter 9, verse 18. Behold, tomorrow about this time, I will cause very heavy hail to rain down, such as has not been in Egypt since its founding until now. Therefore, send now and gather your livestock and all that you have in the field, for the hail shall come down on every man and every animal which is found in the field and is not brought home, and they shall die. And verse 20, he who feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his livestock flee to the houses. But he who did not regard the word of the Lord left his servants and his livestock in the field. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man, on beast, on every herb of the field, throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched out his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire darted to the ground. And the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt, so there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, so very heavy that there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail struck throughout the whole land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail struck every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. The seven trumpet judgments, trumpets 1 through 4, affect the earth through natural calamities. Trumpets 5 through 7 impact unbelievers by spiritual forces. I interpret the first 4 trumpets as literal, natural events. Again, as last time, let's look again at that. The 7 trumpets of judgment. The first one, plagues, hail, and fire mixed with blood, it just destroys one third of the earth's vegetation. Very similar to what happened in Egypt on a smaller scale, has now been made global. The second plague, burning mountains cast into the sea, destroys one third of the sea life and ships that happen to be in the sea. The third plague, a great falling star destroys one third of the rivers. The fourth one, there's a plague that destroys one third of the heavenly bodies which provide light. And then the fifth trumpet, great hordes of demonic forces would bring persecution. The sixth trumpet, there's an army of horsemen that brings death to one-third part of men. And then there's an interlude there where we look at these two mighty angels, this little book, and the two witnesses. And then with the seventh trumpet, again, the seven bowls of God's wrath begin. And we'll continue to look at these trumpets next time. You have a great day.